When sharing his proposed budget in May, Orange County Manager Travis Myron said his staff's top priority in crafting the plan was minimizing the tax increase for property owners. Even with that mission and after making reductions, a combination of inflation, lost property tax revenue, and other factors led him to suggest a 3.75 cent increase in the rate. During their amendment meeting 2 weeks ago, commissioners were split but ultimately passed several changes that would raise the tax rate by 4.22 cents, largely to help increase funding for the two public school districts. But on Tuesday, some of the elected officials waffled on whether to go through with that choice. Commissioner Phyllis Porte-Ascott said after speaking further with her constituents, especially those in rural areas, she wanted to revisit Myron's initial tax rate proposal.
I know we say it's only X amount. When I talk to people in the community who are hurting, that extra amount is a lot when they already don't have enough. And so I'm hoping that we really will consider directing the manager to go back and look for where else we can pick up some efficiencies as opposed to increasing it above the manager's 3.75 cents.
A motion from Porte-Ascott got support from Commissioners Marilyn Carter and Earl McKee, the latter of whom voted against the amendments back on June 4th. McKee gave an impassioned explanation to his votes against the proposal, saying he could barely stomach the manager's increase, but trusted the staff would be able to find reductions to further limit the tax burden.
We did this in 2010-11, and then when I came on the board in 2011-12, it was pretty bad. I remember cuts to personnel. I remember cuts to programs. I remember cuts to schools. There was a hair on fire reaction from a lot of people that the world was going to end for Orange County, and it did not, and it will not now.
But McKee concluded, if the county does not make hard decisions on budget cuts, he believes many residents will become even more burdened by the tax rate and forced to either look elsewhere to live or face deeper financial challenges.
If we continue to assume that it's only a penny, it's only 2 pennies or 3 pennies or 4 pennies, we will go back into the same spiral that occurred in the late 90s and the early 2000s, in which those boards enacted 2 cent to 8 cent tax increases almost continually for a 10-year period.
Overshadowing the commissioner's decision is potential changes to how property tax rates are set, as lawmakers in the North Carolina General Assembly are seeking a constitutional amendment to limit how much they can be raised by local governments. Additionally, the county is grappling with the loss of millions of dollars as rental properties use a state tax loophole to decrease their property tax bills under the guise of offering affordable housing. Commissioner Amy Fowler referenced both of these factors in her own reasoning for why she did vote for a higher tax increase. She also indicated that Porte-Ascott's motion would leave the board and Orange County residents with more questions than solutions ahead of its June 30th deadline to approve a budget.
With this amendment, we're directing the manager to find 47 cents worth of cuts to meet an arbitrary number so that someone can say we didn't raise it above the original increase. That's not meeting our needs, it's not transparent, and it leaves out the public.
Board Chair and Commissioner Gene Hamilton shared similar sentiments, saying the weeks-long work of the budget process is when those concerns were meant to be hashed out. Hamilton pointed to the public sharing its perspective and the county staff bringing potential reduction options, saying those were the times to push for further cuts to services or projects.
We had many public hearings, we had many work sessions where we had the opportunity to get options. We asked the county manager to come with options, and those options were out there. Again, we showed that we were looking at everything, and commissioners did not take up some of those options.
Once Porte-Ascott's motion failed 3-3, she and Carter ultimately voted in favor of Hamilton's resolution to pass the budget with its amendments and the 4.22 cent property tax rate increase. McKee still voted in dissent, while Commissioner James Etta Bedford was absent from the meeting. Even with that increase, more than 70% of Orange County government departments will see a funding reduction of some kind in the upcoming fiscal year, and raises for county staff will be below the level recommended to keep pace with inflation. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.